God.
Well, we are going to share the message from John chapter 4, verse 1 to 42.
我先来问大家一个问题。
So let me start with a question.
我们很多人呢，可能还在为梦想努力。
We may start still labor for your dream.
也有的人呢，可能已经基本上实现了他的梦想。
Some of them probably you already achieved your dream.
可能已经有了好的工作，有了好的房子，有了好的学区。
Then you have a good job, you have a good house, and also you may be even living in a good school district.
试想一下，如果我们每个人都实现了这样的梦想，但是你半夜醒来的时候。
But yet, very often, even assume that you achieve all, but many times when you wake up in the middle of the night, you still feel something that you have not, you have emptiness. Then you have this hole.
那我问你，这个空洞是什么形状的？
So what is the shape of the hole, the emptiness?
好，开始之前我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝惠师。
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
感谢你赐给我们这样美好的凉爽的清晨。
Now we thank you for this such a wonderful morning.
你召聚你的众儿女来到你的脚前，一起来享受你的同在。
You gather all the brothers and sisters to your presence.
感谢你赐下你的话语，让我们通过你的话语了解真理，来了解你。
So that through your words that we can understand your truth.
求你此时此刻，你就按照你的应许。
And we pray that based on your promise that you'll be with us, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place. And we just commit all this worship to your hands.
求你洁净我们每一个人，让我们悦纳我们口中向你发出的赞美。
Then we pray that you cleanse us, and so that every words, all the praises from us is be accepted to you.
求你让孩子口中所出的每一句话都是由你而来。And
we pray that every word I said is from you.
主啊，感谢你，我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。We
thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们今天的讲道呢，分成三个部分。So
again, I'm going to deliver my message in three parts.
第一部分呢，是跨越界限的爱。The
first one is to cross the boundary.
我们一起来读约翰福音四章三节的经文。So
let's read John chapter 4 verse 3.
他就离了犹太，又往加利利去。So
he left Judea and went back to once more to Galilee.
这地方出现了两个地名。So
over here has two name of the locations.
耶稣基督呢，他出生成长的地方呢，是北部的加利利地区。
Jesus was born on the northern part of the that's in Galilee.
但是呢，犹太人他们核心的这个地区呢，其实是南部的犹太。
So, but all the Jewish people they are concentrated in the southern part of Judah.
特别是他们的宗教中心耶路撒冷圣殿呢，都是在犹太地区。
So even the temple is in the Judea.
我们之前看到呢，耶稣基督洁净圣殿。 包括后来有这个尼哥底母去耶里拜访他，都是发生在犹太地区的。So
as we see that Jesus went to the temple and also he met with Nicodemus, they are all happened in Judea in the temple.
到了第四章的刚开始呢，这里说他要离开犹太，往加利利去。And
but at this point that when we start in chapter 4, then Jesus have to leave the Judea, but go northwards back to Galilee.
那么我们一起来读第四节。So
verse 4.
必须经过撒玛利亚。Now
he had to go through Samaria.
这里呢出现了第三个地名。So
there's another location.
撒玛利亚。Samaria. 撒玛利亚是一个什么样的地方呢？So
where is the Samaria?
我给大家呢找到这样一张地图。So
I found this map.
我们看到呢，南部的这个蓝色的区域呢是犹太。So
if you see the blue region, they are Judea.
耶路撒冷城呢也是在犹太这个地方的。And
so does Jerusalem, the temple is there in Judea.
北部粉色的那个区域呢是加利利地区。
And if you see the northern part is a pink color, they are Galilee.
然后中间这个绿色的部分呢，就是撒玛利亚地区。
And the green portion, it is Samaria.
那么撒玛利亚有什么特别之处呢？
So what is special about Samaria?
这个要从犹太人的历史来讲起了。
But there's a history to it.
我们读旧约圣经的时候，我们知道呢，这个以色列当时联合王国一共有三个很伟大的君王。
So you know that in the Israel, they had three king, great king.
有扫罗王、大卫王，还有所罗门王。
So that you know they have a King David, King Solomon, and also King Saul.
但是呢，这三个国王结束之后，以色列国就分裂了。
But yet, after this Solomon, the country divided.
分裂成南部的犹大国和北部的也叫以色列国，但是呢是不完全的一个以色列国。
And so they're divided into the northern part is a partial of Israel, and the southern part of Judah.
那么又过了几百年，北部的这个以色列国的这个首都呢就在撒玛利亚，被强大的亚述帝国所征服了。
And so, but after so many years, then the northern part of Israel, they had a capital in Samaria, and that was conquered by
Assyria.
By Syria.
Assyria.
Assyria. Okay. Yes.
我们这个后来有很多的历史发现，亚述帝国是一个非常残暴的一个军国主义的帝国。
So the history told us that the Assyria is a very rude, cruel country.
他们呢有一个民族政策，他们每征服一个地方呢，就把当地的很多人，特别是上层的人士呢掳走。
So that's what the way they do it is that every time they conquer a country, they just take all their upper or the authority people.And they took it away.
然后又把亚述人呢，还有包括其他所征服地区的人呢，移民到这样一个地方来。
And they just immigrate their own people and also the other peoples, other nations' people to the place that they conquered.
所以北国以色列呢，被亚述帝国征服之后呢，经历了一个非常痛苦的这样一个被掳走，然后呢又有外邦人住进来这样一个过程。
So that the Samaria in the northern country, they went through all this the terrible situation that they have Assyria people and also the other nation people get migrated into their territory.
所以撒玛利亚这个地区的人呢，后来就很快就变成这个血统混杂，互相通婚，然后宗教方面呢。也就开始变得不纯正了。
So their nation become a mixed blood, as well as their religion got become a mixed religion.
他们呢还是相信耶和华神的。
They still believe Jehovah.
但是有的时候呢，会跟其他外邦的神所有所混淆。
But at the same time, they mix in with other false gods as well.
他们呢？没有整本的圣经，他们只有摩西五经。
So they don't have the entire Old Testament, but yet only the first five books.
他们想去耶路撒冷的那个圣殿去敬拜呢，犹太人拒绝他们。
And even when the Jewish people refuse that for them to even come to Jerusalem to worship.
他们没有办法呢，就在他们的那个山上建立一个自己的圣殿。
So they build their own temple on their mountain.
在旧约时代呢，这个律法上特别的强调敬拜的这种中心化的中心性。
So because in the Old Testament, that's they emphasize to worship together in the middle of the where the people live.
那个敬拜呢，就是要在耶路撒冷的圣殿敬拜的，其他地方是不可以。
So in the Old Testament, they are emphasized to worship in Jerusalem, but not any other place.
那么犹太人呢，已经是非常的。瞧不起，非常的鄙视撒玛利亚人了。
So the Jewish people they are already discriminate the Samaritan.
他们还另外呢又建了自己的圣殿，那么犹太人就更加的仇恨他们。
And especially because they just built their own temple on the mountain, so the Jewish people just don't totally refuse them.
那么我们看到，其实撒玛利亚人跟犹太人他们本来有相同的这个族源。
So if you look at the Samaritans and with the Jewish people, they all came from the same ancestry.
虽然血统上有所混杂，但是总体来说还是很接近的。
And so even though the Samaritans, they do have some mixed blood, but they're still close enough to the Jewish people.
他们的信仰呢虽然有些差异，但是总体来说敬拜的是同样的神。
And even though the way they worship may be mixed with other religion, but yet they still also worship the Jehovah.
但是犹太人呢却非常的鄙视和仇恨撒玛利亚人，甚至是超过了仇恨其他的很多的外邦人。
And the Jewish people, they are just discriminate even more to this Samaritan than the other people.
有的时候我看到这个不管是历史啊还是现在的一些情况觉得很痛惜。
So when sometimes I look at the history, then I just feel hearted.
很多时候人们这种仇恨不是发生在跟你差异非常大的这个人群之间的。
And a lot of times the conflict is not occurred in the people that who has so much difference than you.
而是发生在其实跟你非常接近的这样的人群之间的。
But yet, the conflicts always happen in the group of people that which is closer to you.
我们看到这个当今世界上正在发生的战争。
And just look at all the war in this the war in the world in this world.
俄罗斯人跟乌克兰人基本上是同样的民族，他们有同样的渊源，讲的语言是非常接近的。
And so even if you look at the Ukrainian with Russia, they were originally the same people and they were the same country, but even the language, they are very similar.
但是经过这最近几年的战争已经有几十万人被杀死了。
But as of today, for the war, that more than tens of thousands of people have been killed.
我们看到犹太人和巴勒斯坦人他们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And even if you look at the Jewish people and the Palestinian, they are all the descendants of Abraham.
但是我们在新闻上看到，就是儿童被杀死，就是发生很可怕的事情。
But yet you see all this death, and including the children and women.
这个印度人和巴基斯坦人。
So does the Indian and also Pakistanian.
他们这个发生了几十年的战争，但事实上原本就是同样一个国家。
And they are also used to be the same country, and but they've been fighting for more than tens of years.
有的时候我跟这个中国的其他的朋友去交流的时候
，So when I communicated with my friends in China,
啊，他们会告诉你，他们最仇恨的是日本人。
So they tell you that the one that they just they discriminate the most is the Japanese.
有的弟兄姐妹说，我出生在南京，我永远不能原谅日本人在南京。
And some people who was born and grow up in Nanking, and they say, I just there's no way I can forgive the Japanese.
所以犹太人跟撒玛利亚人本来是很接近的这样的人群。
So the Jews and the Samaritans, they were really close in blood as well.
但是他们的中间的仇恨甚至超过了就跟其他外邦的甚至是其他的侵略者的这样的仇恨。
But their hatred is far more than they have with other nationality people.
我们一起来读第六节。
That verse 6.
在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏就坐在井旁。那时约有五正。
Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he went through the journey, sat down by the well, and it was about noon.
那么，这个我们前面说呀，为什么耶稣说他要必须经过撒玛利亚呢
？But earlier we read that Jesus he has to go through the Samaritan.
这是很奇怪的一件事情。
And that's very interesting.
因为 这个撒玛利亚是这样被犹太人所鄙夷 所这个鄙视的。
And because the Samaritan is such being discriminated against.
犹太人呢他们要从这个加利利地区和犹太地区中间这个互相这个交通的时候呢一般都是要绕道要穿过约旦河到约旦河的东岸绕道绕过去。
So the Jewish people, when they have to go between the Galilee and the Judea, they usually cross the Jordan River and then to bypass the Samaritan.
其实这个时候，约旦河的东岸已经是外邦人的土地了。
So even at that time, the eastern side of the Jordan River is belong to a Gentile.
犹太人呢，这样绕路其实是要多花一天到两天的路程的。
So they have to spend one or two days extra by bypassing the Samaria.
他们宁愿多花一两天的时间，宁愿是穿过外邦人的土地，也不愿跟这个撒玛利亚人接触。
And so they rather spend a day or two to go through the Gentile territory rather than, but yet not to go through the Samaria.
但是耶稣在这里，他是必须要经过撒玛利亚。
But yet you can see that Jesus determined to go through Samaria.
他有这样的带领，他有这样的使命，一定要到撒玛利亚去。
He has such a the mission, and then he want to go through the Samaria.
那么他刚好呢，在这个地方有一个雅各井。这个按照犹太人的传统呢，是他们的先祖雅各，但是后来改名叫以色列。在这里呢，在很久以前挖了一口井。
So they have a well which is drilled by Jacob and belong to them.
那么。耶稣基督呢他当时旅行、他没有高铁没有飞机也没有汽车他就是走路走到那里的。
So Jesus, as he traveled, he doesn't have any transportation available to him, so he has to walk through it.
那么他又累又渴他坐在井旁。
So he was tired and he was thirsty, so he sat by the well.
圣经呢这里特别的告诉我们那时约有午正。
So the Bible specifically mentioned that is about the noontime.
我有的时候呢，中午在城里开车，我就发现，到了中午的时候呢，路上的行人甚至车辆都很少很少。
So I also noticed in this city that during the noontime, there's less people walking and driving on the street.
因为中午的时候呢，很热很干。
And because during the noontime, it's dry and hot.
那么巴勒斯坦地区在中东又是接近荒漠的地方，它的正午是更加的这个更加的炎热，更加的这个干。
So that in the Palestine, the climate over there during the during the noontime is dry and very very hot.
我们一起来读第七节。
Verse 7,
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣
对
他
说：“
请你给我水喝。”
And when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?"
这是一件非常奇怪的事情。
That's very strange things.
奇怪的事情并不是这个女人来打水。
The strange things is not that the woman to come to draw water.
在以色列当时那个传统里面，包括在其他很多的农业社会里面。
So at that time, the culture of the Israel and also similar to other agriculture country.
这个打水呢，通常是妇女的工作。
And to draw water usually is the job of a woman.
但是奇怪在哪里呢
？But what's the strange portion?
奇怪是。他在什么时候来打水
Now, one is when she came to draw the water.
这可能是一整天中最糟糕的这个去打水的时间。
That is the worst time that for the whole day, during the whole entire day to get water.
那么这里也提到呢是有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水。
Now, over here, I just mentioned this one Samaritan to come to draw the water.
通常妇女去打水呢，都是在清晨或者是傍晚比较凉爽的时候。
So the over there, usually they come to draw waters during the early morning or late in the afternoon, to draw water.
而且呢， 通常是成群结队的一块去的。
Now usually they come as a group to get water.
那个时候呢，对于妇女来讲，不光是一个打水、一个工作的时间。
So this is that is not only the time they work to get water.
也是每一天很重要的社交的时间。
And that's also the time for their social life as well.
他们一边打水，一边会说说笑笑。
So when they are drawing water, they also have a you know to talk to each other.
可能会交流这个育儿的经验。
They may be even exchange idea about raising the kids.
也可能呢是会互相的来抱怨他们自己的老公。
They may be complain their husband as well.
但是这个妇人她为什么是正午的时候一个人去打水的
？But why this woman that came to draw water in the middle of the noon so hot.
我们等一会儿呢读圣经就会知道。
So the Bible explains later.
那么耶稣主动的对他说。
So yes, Jesus initially took an initiative and spoke to the woman.
请你给我水喝。
And will you give me a drink?
这也是一件非常奇怪的事情。
This is a very interesting situation as well.
它有两个很大的这个障碍。
So there's two boundaries obstacles over here.
第一个呢，是耶稣是一个男人。
The one is because Jesus is a male.
跟一个不认识的女人说话。
And yet,He spoke to this woman that he doesn't even know.
在这个犹太的传统的文化里面，这是被禁止的事情。
And this is is not allowed in their culture.
有的时候我们中国人呢说，我们中国人在这个人际关系上面，特别是两性关系上面是非常保守的。
So just like a Chinese in our culture, that we are really restricted, hesitate, especially between the man and the woman.
我们讲的是男女授受不亲。
And in the Chinese is that in the Chinese culture that usually you don't communicate with the opposite sex person.
那么我告诉你，在传统的以色列人中间，他们的这个男女关系上的保守性是有过之而无不及。
And in Jewish people's culture, they are even more stringent than Chinese culture.
而且呢？耶稣不是一个普通的犹太男人。
And yet Jesus is not just a common man.
从别的人的这个观点上，他们认识耶稣是什么样的人呢？
So that from other people's viewpoint, how do they look at Jesus, who he is?
比方说尼哥底母一见了耶稣的面就叫他拉比。
So like Nicodemus, once he saw Jesus, he called him a teacher.
耶稣呢他被人看来呢，应该是在道德上面是非常严谨的，是有表率作用的这样的人。
So the other people look at him as the standard, gold standard of the moral standard.
我们这个读经文的话，会看到等门徒回来的时候呢，他们看到耶稣跟一个陌生的女人说话，他们也觉得非常奇怪，这是不应该的事情。
So the same thing as a disciple came back and saw Jesus was talking to a stranger woman, so to them they were shocked as well.
这是第一个障碍。
This is the first obstacle.
然后我们一起来读第九节。
Now verse 9.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人之间的这样的仇恨持续了多久了呢？
So their glitch between the Jews and the Samaritans, they has been for how long?
其实呢，已经有七百多年的时间了。
So there's been the history is about 700 years already.
那么这个撒玛利亚夫人她也知道犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是没有来往的。
So the Samaritan lady also knows that they do not communicate, they do not associate with each other.
那么我问大家，你有没有这种不来往的人？
So let me ask you, do you have anybody you don't want to associate with?
有没有你的撒玛利亚人是你不愿意去跟他们有交往的？
Are those people that is your Samaritans that you do not like to associate with them?
我们的社会很多时候是割裂的。
So our society is all fragmented.
有的时候呢是被不同的政治立场所割裂的。
And sometimes we are divided by the political viewpoint.
有的时候呢，有的人是倾向于共和党的。
And somebody is more into the Republicans.
有的人是倾向于民主党的。
And yes, somebody prefers the Democrat.
有的人喜欢 Trump.
And somebody likes Trump.
有的人很讨厌 Trump.
But somebody hate him.
那么我们按照这样的就可以完全的分裂，互相的讨厌，互相不来往吗？
So just because that differences that are we therefore we divided among us?
有的时候有弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，教会里有其他的持这个不同政治观点的人，我不愿意去教会。
So that I heard that somebody who do not no longer come to church because they have somebody else who stand a different political viewpoint.
我说如果用这个政治的立场来分裂我们的教会，我们的教会早就没有了。
So if we allow the political division to happen in our church, our church won't be here anymore.
美国人的教会可以按照共和党、民主党分。
So in the American church, they may have a Republican church or Democrat church.
我们华人的教会除了这两个分，我们还可以按照共产党、国民党、民进党分。
So in Chinese, we can divide by communist country or Taiwan or the 民进 national or nationalist. I mean, there's in Taiwan has also different divisions as well.
我们如果这样分的话，我们不要聚会算了。
So that way, there's nobody can even come to worship together.
有的时候我们割裂是按照不同的社会阶层。
And sometimes we divide by the different classes in the society.
我们有人从事不同的这个行业。
And the people doing different profession.
有的人呢有不同的成长的环境。
And the people may even grow up in the different background.
那么如果我们按照这样的来区分的话，我们教会也不要聚会好。
And so if we allow that divide the different professional to profession to divide our church, then we cannot even worship.
有的时候呢，特别是在美国这样的国家，会有种族背景的区别。
And also that in the United States, we have a different the different background, the different type of person.
有欧洲裔的，有拉丁裔的，有非洲裔的。
And so they have from the people from Europe, from the South America or from Africa.
也有像我们这样的亚裔的。
And also from Asia.
但是呢，美国人一开始分的亚裔就是总体的来用一个 Asian 这样的一个大的帽子来盖。
So in the America, they are just typically use one word, Asian, which cover all these countries, different nationality people.
结果后来发现呢，都是 Asian, 中国人、韩国人、日本人、越南人、印度人互相都瞧不起。
But yet, even among this Asian, they have a Chinese, Japanese, they got a Korean, they got the India. So, but yet they are enemy to each other as well.
结果呢，现在美国人呢又要亚裔要细分。
So right now, even the Asian, they divide into the different small groups.
我们教会里呢，有没有这样的情况？
Is that a situation in our church?
我们有从大陆来的，有从台湾来的。
So in our church, we got somebody from Taiwan, from China.
从香港来的。
From Hong Kong.
从这个柬埔寨来的，越南来的。
From Cambodia, from Vietnam.
可能我们将来还会有从马来西亚来的，泰国来的。
Or maybe in the future, we have from Thai, from Malaysia.
如果我们按照这样的背景来区分，我们的教会不要聚会好了。
So if you want to discriminate each other, then there's no way we can even worship together.
不管你是什么样的政治立场，你是什么样的社会的阶层，你是什么样的种族背景，都是神所爱的，所宝贵的。
But yet, if we are all loved by God, doesn't matter which class you are in, the employee that employer that you are, what type of nationality and whatever you are, and God loves you all.
我希望这样的界限在我们教会里是不存在的。
I just feel that, I just hope, pray that there's no such division in our church at all.
我们每一个人在神的怀抱里面都是他所宝贵的儿女。
We are all in the God's bosom, and we are all precious children to him.
我们来到今天 讲到的第二个部分。
So let's go to the second point.
就是活水的应许。
And there's a promise of living water.
我们一起来读第十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God, and who is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you the living water.
耶稣基督主动地跟这个撒玛利亚妇人说，请你给我水喝。
Jesus took the initiative to this Samaritan that said, give me a drink.
一方面呢，这个他口渴是肯定是很真实的。
So we know that the fact that Jesus was thirsty.
另外一方面呢，耶稣基督他一定要经过撒玛利亚，我觉得他就是为着这个妇人来的。
Now I know that Jesus went through Samaria is because he's focused on her salvation.
那么耶稣基督呢，引导他要来认识什么？认识耶稣基督他自己。
So Jesus is trying to guide her to know Jesus himself.
耶稣说，你如果知道神的恩赐。
They say that if you know the gift of God.
对，这个也可以翻译作神给我们的恩典的礼物。
So that can translate into the gift of from God.
那么这个礼物是什么？或者说这个礼物是谁呢？
So what is the gift and who is the gift?
然后呢，又紧接着在一个并列的这样一个语法结构里面说，和对你说给我水喝的是谁
？And also that in parallel, and Jesus continues say, if you know whom that you spoken to,
你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
And if you would have asked him, then he would have given you the water.
耶稣基督在引导这个妇人来认识他自己。
So Jesus is guiding gradually for this woman to know him.
那么而且他在这里呢应许会给下活水。
And Jesus promised that he give her the living water.
这个活水呢其实是有两层的意思的。
So there's a living water has a double meaning.
第一层意思呢其实当时的这个语言用活水来形容像是泉水啊像是河水啊。这样的不像井水那样是井水那样是死水，那么泉水这个河水呢是活水是流水。
So the Jesus when he mentioned about the living water, it refers to them. Their understanding is like a river and like a creek. They are always flowing. It's not like that water in the well.
但是耶稣说的活水呢，不仅仅是在这个层面上。
But Jesus mentioned is not only on this level.
我们等一下看耶稣所指的是什么。
Then later on we'll find out what Jesus was mentioned to.
我们一起来读第十四节。
Then verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drink the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
那么耶稣在这里说的这个活水是什么样的水呢？
So what kind of a living water Jesus mentioned here?
我们看这个圣经里面呢，经常用干渴还有这个水来打比方。
And we can see that in the Bible, many times they use the water and the thirst as a parable.
因为在当地那个干旱的情况下呢，这个水还有干渴其实是非常强烈的感觉。
So because in that locations, the water and the thirst has a strong contrast.
我们也看卫星地图呢，看到比方说这个约旦河流经的地方，水能够够得到的地方呢，就有生命，就有植被，够不到的地方就是荒漠。
So that if you can even look at from the map,that the, as the water goes through the Jordan, then in the area that they have a lot of tree, but yet outside of that area is a desert.
所以我们看到呢，耶稣基督用水这样宝贵的资源来比喻那种心中源源不断的满足。
So Jesus used this living water to explain that to satisfy your desire.
而且这种满足呢，是让你永远都不会再感觉到干渴。
So that satisfaction, you will never feel thirst again.
很多时候呢，我们是从外部的东西上去找满足。
A lot of times we're looking for our satisfaction from the outwardly.
但是耶稣说，这个水要在它的里头成为泉源。
But yet Jesus mentioned about this living water is inside you and become a living water.
是由内而外的那种满足感，那种意义感，价值感。
That's from inside out.
而且呢，是直涌到永生。
And it leads all the way to eternal life.
一直到这个永恒的生命。
To the eternal life.
而永恒的生命在圣经里面呢，特别指的是我们跟神那种亲密的关系。
And in the Bible, that reference the eternal life is a relationship you have with God.
那么第十六节我们一起来读。
Then verse 16.
耶稣说，你
去
叫
你
丈
夫
也到这里来。
Jesus, he told her, go, call your husband and come back.
这个故事呢，已经到了他的这个高潮的部分。
So this is to the climax of this story.
另外说一下呢，在约翰福音里面，他一段经文写一个故事，记述了很多的故事。
And we can see that in the book of John, Jesus often mentioned about the story and the following with the following story as well.
而我们今天的这个故事呢，是约翰福音里面用的字数最多的一个，写的最长的一个故事。
So this is the story that the parable, the situation that Jesus told that is the longest, used the most words.
那么我们一起来读第十七节。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
And I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right. And when you said, you have no husband.
一起来读十八节。
18,
你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man who you now have is not your husband. What you have said is quite true.
我们原来奇怪，这个妇人她为什么一个人在中午的时候顶着大太阳去打水？
So that explains the situation that why this woman come in the middle of the day and just come by herself to draw water.
她可能在别人的眼睛里面是一个不道德的女人。
See, because she is probably being judged by other people being immoral.
她被很多人这个论断，她避开人群。
So that he probably being judged by the group of people, and so he tried to avoid those people.
所以她是在这个正午的时候，没有人去打水的时候，一个人去打水。
So that's why she come out to draw water in the middle of the day.
耶稣基督提起这个事情的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of Jesus to speak to her?
耶稣是在讽刺她吗
？Is that Jesus trying to tease her?
耶稣是在羞辱她吗
？Is that Jesus trying to humiliate her?
耶稣是在论断她吗
？Is Jesus was trying to judge her?
不是的
，It's not.
耶稣基督专门要经过撒玛利亚，就是来找这个妇人的。
And Jesus come to this Samaritan is to looking for her.
耶稣是以爱的目的、爱的原因来找她的。
And Jesus come to see her by the love.
甚至耶稣他自己呢，这个顶着被别人论断，他一个拉比怎么跟一个陌生的女人主动说话，这样的这个危险。来跟他主动说话。
And Jesus even bear take the risk being judged by others because he came to speak to this Samaritan woman.
耶稣基督要点名让这个妇人认识到他内心深处真正的那种干渴。
So Jesus really want her to know that what's the real desire and the dryness, the thirst in her heart.
这个妇人这个对什么干渴呢？
And what does she was thirst about?
她希望被爱。
She's desire to be loved.
希望被爱这件事情是错的吗？
Is that something not correct for her to have such a desire?
有多少人不希望被爱？请举手我看。
So anybody who doesn't like to be loved, can you raise your hand?
我们每个人都希望被爱。
So everyone have a desire to be loved.
但是她 想要在这上面找到他人生的完全的满足。
But yet she is trying to get satisfied by just being loved.
那么就像他喝了那个水之后还会再渴。
So like Jesus was saying that after you drink it, that water, then you are thirsted again.
在一段关系中他一开始觉得被爱后来会感到失望。
So that even though she may feel being loved, but yet she will be disappointed again.
然后他又在另外一段关系中去寻找这种被爱的感觉。
So she started looking for other people and try to be loved again.
那么对于这个妇人来说她的干渴是有这个五个丈夫的这个事情来象征出来的。
So the desire, the thirst of this woman is represented by this five husbands.
那我们有什么事情是像这五个丈夫一样是我们想要寻找满足而寻找不到的呢？
And what are those things just like there's five women that you're trying to acquire and but yet you cannot satisfy you.
我们非常的努力的追求成功的事业。
Yeah, we may be pursued a successful career.
我们追求这个充裕的金钱。
Then we're looking for the wealthness, the money.
我们追求这种良好的人际关系甚至是浪漫的关系。
And we seek for this people relationship, even maybe romantic relationship.
我们追求这个巨大的名望。
And we're looking for the fame.
本身这些事情是错误的甚至是罪恶的吗？
And are those things sinful or is something wrong?
其实不是的。
It is not.
那么问题的关键在哪里？
But what is the problem, the issue here?
关键在这些东西没有办法真正带给我们生命的满足。
But it's because all those things cannot really satisfy your desire in your life.
刚开始的时候我问大家你心中的那个空洞是什么形状的。
So I asked you earlier, what's the shape of your emptiness in your heart?
这个法国的科学家帕斯卡说过。
So there's a French scientist,That's a Basil Pascal said.
神造人的时候在人心里留了一个洞。
And he said that God has made a hole in the human heart.
也有人翻译呢做神的形状的洞。
The people was mentioned the shape of God.
只有神可以填满。
And only God can fill it.
不管你是在这个浪漫的关系中。
Doesn't matter whether you are in this romantic relationship.
还是在事业金钱。这个名望中
and or you are seeking for your fame or your money or your social status.
你没有办法真正的找到那样一个带给你生命完全满足的东西。
But those things can never really satisfy your life. Your life.
我们来到今天的第三个部分。
So that the third part that we come to now.
就是真正的敬拜。
So Jesus mentioned, what is the true worship?
我们一起来读第二十节。
Verse 20.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说，应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where you must worship is in Jerusalem.
这个话呢，是撒玛利亚妇人说的。
This is what the Samaritan said.
有的人读到这里呢，分析说是他不好意思的在转移话题。
So somebody may be saying that, this Samaritan tried to escape the topic.
但是我读下来我觉得不是这样的。
But I feel it's not.
耶稣基督呢逐步的在引导这个妇人认识耶稣自己也了解这个妇人他自己的生命的情况。
So this one, my understanding is Jesus is trying to guide her to know himself.And based on her own actual situations.
这个妇人呢，一点一点地认识到她属灵的光景。
So that this Samaritan started gradually to recognize her own situations.
这时候她问的问题呢，是跟神关系的问题。
So this is the question that she asked is the relationship with God.
她问到了这个我前面讲到的，在历史上撒玛利亚人和犹太人争论非常大的一点。
So earlier she mentioned about the conflict between the Samaritan and the Jewish people.
撒玛利亚人呢，因为不能够去耶路撒冷圣殿去敬拜，他们被拒绝。
So because the Samaritans, they are not able to go to the Jerusalem to worship because they've been rejected.
他们自己在这附近的山上呢，建了一个圣殿。
So they built a temple in the nearby mountain.
所以在七百年的时间里面呢，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人不断的争论到底这个敬拜的地方应该在哪里。
So then to them, they always argue with the Jewish people that where to the true place to worship.
那么第二十一节我们一起来读。
And let's read verse 21.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父，也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor on Jerusalem.
这个时候将到，时候是什么时候呢
？So what is it when time comes? So when is the time?
是神的救赎计划完全的成就实现的时候。
And that is the completion of the God's salvation.
也就是耶稣他钉十字架受死又复活的时候。
And that's referred to the time that the event that Jesus died on the cross and then died and then resurrected.
原来的圣殿呢，是神跟人沟通的地方。
And the temple is the place that where people and God to meet together.
但是当神的救赎计划完美的实现之后
，But when the salvation is complete,
这个殿里的幔子由上到下裂为两半
，And the curtain broke into from the top down and broke into two.
所有的人通过耶稣基督都可以直接来到神的面前。
So everyone can through Jesus Christ to come to see God directly.
耶稣基督说他的身体就是神的殿。
And Jesus said that my body is the temple of God.
我们通过耶稣基督就可以跟神完全的这个沟通。
Through Jesus Christ, that we can communicate with God directly.
那么所以耶稣说时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷。
So that's why Jesus is saying that a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
那到底是在哪里
Now where is it?
是不是必须星期天早晨来到教会你才可以敬拜神
Is that you can only come to this, come to the church to worship God on Sunday only?
也不是这样的
That is not.
是无时不刻任何的地方你都可以敬拜神
And Jesus saying that actually you can worship him any place, anywhere.
我们来读这个二十三节
Verse 23.
时候将到如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in the truth for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks
我们一起来读二十四节
Numbers 24
神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实
拜
他
God is a spirit and And his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth.
我们的创造主上帝，他是不被物质空间所局限的。
And all God that we worship is not limited by the physical place.
更不像是那些拜偶像的宗教。
It's definitely not like the other religion.
那么在其他的宗教里面这种拜偶像的宗教，人手来制作一个偶像，然后再去拜他。
And those are a lot of other religions. They are carved by human hand. Then they worship the things that they made up.
那么在这样的敬拜中，到底谁是创造主，谁是被造物呢
？So in this situation, who is the one to create God?
但我们的神是各宇宙的创造主，他不被这个空间、物质、时间所局限。
And so our God is not limited by the time, by space, or by material.
那么他是个灵，他是无所不在的。
And he is a spirit that is everywhere.
我们必须要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
We have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
或者我们直接的翻译呢，就是要用灵和这个真理来拜他。
So that in, or you can say that we are spirit, we worship him.In God's truth and in spirit.
我们接受耶稣基督之后呢，圣灵就内住在我们里面。
As we receive Jesus, then the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
圣灵帮助我们跟神直接的沟通。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us to communicate with God.
神赐给我们他的话语，在圣经里面有真理。
And God, Jesus, we worship God through the Bible and God's words in the Bible, so we can worship in truth.
我们一起来学习圣经，然后用这个我们的灵，然后内住的圣灵去跟神沟通的时候呢，就是用心灵和诚实拜的。
Yeah, as we study the Bible, then we use our spirit and our truth. Then that's how we communicate and worship the Lord.
我们一起来读二十五节。
Now, verse 25.
妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。”
The woman said, "I know the Messiah, Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us."
耶稣基督这个引导这个妇人一步一步的呢来认识他自己。
So as we can see that Jesus guide this woman gradually to know himself.
这个妇人呢也是非常灵光很有灵性的一个妇人。
So this woman, they are very smart, and so she recognized this.
然后她就提到弥赛亚。
Then she mentioned Messiah.
在旧约圣经里面呢，神预言，神这个应许要赐下一位，那一位受膏者。
So in the Old Testament, they already prophesied that there will be one anointed one.
然后这一位这个受膏者呢，这个受膏者啊，在有这个希伯来文里面就是弥赛亚，是带给这个真正的救赎的。
So that in the Old Testament, use the words of Messiah means that the anointed one that is the savior.
那么这个弥赛亚呢，如果意义的话，可以翻译成救世主。
So that also has a meaning can translate as the savior.
在希伯来语里面呢，音译是弥赛亚；在希腊语里，音译呢就是基督。
And so that in the Hebrew.And the translate is Christ.
所以有的时候呢，别人问我耶稣基督 Jesus Christ， 这个耶稣是不是他的 first name， 他的这个名，然后这个基督是他的 last name， 是他的姓。
So people ask me for Jesus Christ， is that Jesus being the first name and Christ being the last family name？
不是的。
That is not.
基督呢是他的这个身份，是他的救世主的身份。
So the Christ referred to his salvation, his savior. That's what he or that's who he is.
第二十六节，我们一起来读。
Verse 26.
耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”
Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speak to you, I am he."
其实呢，我们看这个原文的时候，我们发现最后他这说的就是“我是”或者说“我就是”。
So in over here, especially we need to pay attention when Jesus say "I am," then this word "I am" has a special meaning.
这个我是呢，对于犹太人来说有特别的含义。
And there's a special meaning attached to the word of "I am."
我们知道在旧约圣经里面呢，神他有一个特别的这个名字，中文翻译作耶和华。
So in the Old Testament, the Chinese, there's a special term for God. And in the Old Testament, they use the words of Jehovah.
这个耶和华在希伯来文里面呢，其实本身是一个动词。
And the words itself is a verb in the Hebrew.
那么这个动词呢，就是是，就是或者说存在这个意思。
So the meaning is yes or exist.
在燃烧的荆棘中呢，这个耶和华神向摩西，显示自己。
As a God show himself in the burning bushes to Moses.
摩西，问他的名字，这个耶和华神说，我是自有拥有的。
So when Moses asked God, "What's your name?" Then God said, "I am."
这个其实呢是解释了耶和华这个词的意思。
So that's what's name and also what's the meaning of God.
就是他的存在呢。不依赖于任何其他的存在。
So his existence is independent, it exceeds anything that exists in the world.
而且他的存在呢是永恒的，不是受时间限制。
And his existence is far greater than the eternal, from the beginning to the end, that's exceed anything else.
而且我们神的存在呢，它其实是万物存在的基础。
And his existence is the basis for everything that we see.
因为它的存在呢，它可以创造宇宙万物，我们一切其他东西的存在，包括你我的存在，都是依赖于它的。
So they, because of who he is, then all universe was based on him. So does you and me.
然后耶稣在这里呢说，我是，我就是。
So over here, Jesus saying that I am.
其实他说的语言呢，耶稣可能说的是亚兰语，但是他的这个指向他自己呢，就是耶和华神。
So that even though maybe the language Jesus used was Armenian, but yet.The words he meant, he said, is God.
我们看这个撒玛利亚夫人，她经历了人生的转变。
Then we can see there's three life changes from this Samaritan.
这个转变呢有三个阶段。
There was three steps.
我们一起来读这个二十八节。
The verse 28.
那夫人就留下水罐子，往城里去，对众人说。
Then leaving her water jar, and the woman went back to the town and said to the people.
第二十九节，我们一起来读。你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗
？And come, see this man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?
第一个阶段，他留下了水罐子。
So the first thing he did, she did, is to lift the jar.
她原来呢是要去打水的。
She came to try to draw water.
她想要去用那个水来解渴。
So she wanted to use the water to satisfy her thirst.
本来打水喝水是没有错的事情。
And so there's nothing wrong to draw water and to quench the thirst.
但是这种方式没有办法真正带给我们生命的满足。
But that method can never satisfy the life that you are desired for.
这个妇人她留下水罐子，象征她放下了旧的寻求方式，她找着了真正的满足的源头。
So that represents that she left the jar so that she gave up.The old way of a satisfaction. Now she found the true satisfaction.
第二个阶段。
And the second point.
我们原来看到她是回避人群的。
And she was afraid to see people.
她哪怕是顶着大的太阳，她也要正午一个人去打水。
And she's also, she just want to get the water during the very hot day in the middle of the day.
但是这里说她放下水罐子，她回到城里去。
But over here, they can see that she just gave up the jar and went to the city.
去找到众人去说这个做见证。
And then she went out, tried to find people and to give a testimony.
她从躲避人群到主动的去接触。
So she turned from stay away from people, but to now she is engaged with people.
她原本是被社区拒绝的人，她变成一个。做见证的人。
And she was from the rejected person, but now become the person to do witness.
她本来是一个去取水的人，变成一个传道的人。
So now, she was the person to draw water, but now she is an evangelist.
我们再来看她经历的第三个阶段。
And there's the third things.
然后她说，莫非这就是基督吗
？And he testified that could this be Messiah?
然后呢，他也不再去回避他过去这个不为人耻的经历。他做见证，他说：“这个耶稣将我素来所行的一切事都说出来了。”
Then she is no longer even want to hide all she shamefulness from the past, but she take initiative tell people saying that what Jesus told them everything she did.
然后他做了一个公开的邀请，他说：“你们来看。”
So she made this a public invitation, saying that you come.
我们一起来读三十九节到四十二节。
Then verse 39 to 42.
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because the woman's testimony.
这个妇人我估计她没有特别高的社会地位。
And I'm estimating that this lady doesn't have too much of a status in the society.
她没有接受过非常高的教育。
Looks like she may not even have a high education.
但是他的生命转变之后，他去做见证，他去邀请。
But yet after she met Jesus, his life, her life changed. Then she went out and to invite people.
就是因为他居然有好些的撒玛利亚人都信了耶稣。
So as a result, so many Samaritans believe in Jesus.
那么我来挑战大家。
So let me give you a challenge.
在你的生命中，你有没有什么样的撒玛利亚人是你不愿意去交往的？
So in your life circle, are those some people that is as a Samaritan to you?
你是否愿意向一个这样的撒玛利亚人伸出友谊之手呢？
And do you like willing to extend your hands to those Samaritans?
那你愿意来到耶稣面前寻求生命的活水吗？
And do you willing to come to the Lord to draw living water?
还有我问你，你愿意与人分享你的见证吗？
And also, let me ask you, do you willing to share the testimony with other people?
愿意分享你所经历的耶稣，他究竟是谁吗？
And do you willing to share the who Jesus is?
你愿意分享耶稣在你生命中所做的美好的工作吗？
And do you willing to share what Jesus has done in your life?
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
So let's memorize the Bible verse.
约翰福音四章十四节。
The John 4, verse 14.
我们一起来读三遍，之后又考试。
Let's read three times, then we'll have a test.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。大家准备好了吗？
Are you ready?
请向旁边的人来背诵出来。
Can you recite it to your neighbor? 人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴；我所赐的水，在它里头成为永生。
好，大家背得很快。
So I hope that you are all done. You're memorized by now.
我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝会师。
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐下这样宝贵的经文。
We thank you that you give us your word.
让我们可以认识到神的恩典。
So that we can recognize your mercy.
让我们更加的认识耶稣基督是谁。
So we can know who Jesus Christ is.
我们也更加的了解我们自己的情况。
So that we can recognize who our situation as well.
主啊，我们感谢你，你创造我们。
We thank you that you have created us.
我们也感谢你，你创造我们的时候留下这样一个只有你自己才能够满足的空洞。
We thank you that you created us with an emptiness that you are the only one can fill.
我们感谢你，当我们远离你的时候，我们的生活就永远得不到满足。
So as we depart from you, then we can never satisfy what our life.
我们感谢你，你来主动的寻找我们，让我们重新的回到你的怀抱中。
We thank you that you took an initiative to seek us and to bring us back to your bosom.
让我们在你的里面得着这样永恒的生命。
So that we get eternal life in you.
得着永生的活水。
And get an eternal living water.
主要感谢你。
Thank you.
孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.